AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the G7 summit in Spain, President Biden says he's looking for ways to get around the Supreme Court decision on abortion.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States on overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy.
The president says he would support an exception to the Senate filibuster to protect access to abortion. But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says it's not practical. Democrats don't have a strong enough majority.
I said I'm living in a 60-vote world from this point forward.
Abortion protesters were outside the Supreme Court.
We will win!
Capitol Police say 181 people were arrested. A judge in Florida says he will temporarily block the state's 15-week abortion ban, saying it violates the state's constitution. It was supposed to take effect tomorrow. A judge is temporarily blocking Kentucky's near total ban on abortion. Today, the Supreme Court ruled to stop the immigration policy from the Trump administration, known as Remain in Mexico. Here's the AP's Rita Foley.
The heart of the legal fight was about whether immigration authorities had to send immigrants to Mexico or whether they had the discretion under federal law to release asylum seekers into the United States while they awaited their hearings. President Biden suspended the Remain in Mexico policy on his very first day in office in January of 2021.
The Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law, the Clean Air Act, can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. A U.S. official says the tractor-trailer at the center of a disastrous human smuggling attempt that left 53 people dead had passed through an inland U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint with migrants inside earlier in its journey. The Dow finished down 253 points. This is AP News. A sweeping federal review has started of the New York Police Department's sexual assault unit.
The Justice Department is investigating the NYPD's treatment of sex crime victims after concluding there is significant justification to do so. Prosecutors say there have been reports of deficiencies for more than a decade. The investigation will be led by the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division and federal prosecutors in New York. They will gauge whether the unit engages in a pattern of gender-biased policing. There will also be a review of policies, procedures, and training for investigations of sexual assault crimes. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams in Manhattan said sex crime victims deserve the same rigorous and unbiased investigations of their cases that the NYPD affords to other categories of crime. I'm Norman Hall.
Lawmakers in New York plan to vote on legislation to limit the proliferation of firearms in public after the Supreme Court gutted the state's century-old handgun licensing law. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.